Soda will cost more in Arkansas next year. A sales tax hike from 1.5% to 6.5% will help offset income tax cuts for military retirees. What appears to be simply an economic trade-off may sour Arkansans' appetite for sweet drinks that correlate to obesity and diabetes. But as Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, Americans in general drink far less soda than they used to.
Soda consumption is at a 30-year low, according to some estimates. But it's still the second most purchased item at grocery stores. And sugar-sweetened beverages are the single biggest source of added sugars in the American diet. Dr. Brooke Shield-Laurent at the NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University says it's easy for soda to become an unconscious addiction.
Well, the thing with sugar beverages is that it's highly accessible and it's very cheap. And when you have these two things, in addition also the sugar beverages can be very addictive. We see this as very much part of our daily lives. So if you're not intentional and mindful about what you're buying, about what you're drinking, it's very easy to surpass the exceeded limit of what is recommended for intake of sugar in your diet.
Perhaps because of those concerns about sugar, the culture has been shifting away from soda and even diet soda. Pepsi spent its advertising dollars during this year's Super Bowl on a commercial for its new LifeWater premium bottled water instead of cola. The decline in sugary beverages is welcome news for Gary Tobes, best-selling author of The Case Against Sugar and Why We Get Fat.
Sugar consumption has been coming down in this country since 1999, and by sugar I mean both cane and beet sugar and high fructose corn syrup, what the FDA calls caloric sweeteners. And that peaked in 1999, shortly after we became aware that we had an obesity epidemic on our hands, so I don't think that's a coincidence.
By last summer, bottled water finally overtook soda as the most commonly purchased convenience drink. Dennis Farmer with the Arkansas Beverage Association says today's beverages are smaller and healthier and come in a much greater variety.
That's why several years ago we changed our name from the Arkansas Soft Drink Association to the Arkansas Beverage Association, because our member companies have expanded so much past the traditional carbonated soft drinks you think of, and I could say different brand names and you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But now it has expanded to where we have so many more coffees, teas, juice-based drinks, sport drinks, energy drinks, different varieties in bottled water.
The decline in soda doesn't go far enough for Tobes, who caused a stir in 2011 with a cover story in New York Magazine that asked, "Is sugar toxic?" He initially wanted to call his book Stealing Christmas, The Case Against Sugar, as an admission that anyone who would dump on sugar is going to be considered a Grinch. His last chapter, How Little is Still Too Much, drives his point home.
If I'm right, we should be saying sugar causes diabetes in the same way that we say tobacco causes lung cancer. So we don't say smoking too many cigarettes causes lung cancer, or smoking too much causes lung cancer, or over-smoking causes lung cancer. We just say smoking causes lung cancer. And then if I'm right that sugar is a kind of fundamental trigger of diabetes, then we start saying sugar causes diabetes, not too much sugar causes diabetes, or overconsumption of sugar causes diabetes.
Soda will cost an extra 5% in Arkansas in 2018. Health advocates will be watching to see if that's enough to push sugary soft drinks out of second place in the great grocery race from shelf to bag. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Ann Kenda.